Before we begin, please be aware that this episode discusses topics related to stress and anxiety. If these subjects are sensitive to you, please take care whilst listening and pause if you need to.
You're not alone. It is completely normal to experience stress, anxiety, and low mood when working or studying in chemistry or lab-based settings. The environment can be intense, long hours, high expectations, problem solving under pressure, and frequent setbacks are part of the scientific process. Whether you're juggling coursework, experiment that won't cooperate, or trying to meet deadlines, it's understandable to feel overwhelmed or emotionally drained at times. If you felt like you're falling behind with others seems to be coping, you're not the only one. These feelings are more common than they seem, especially in academic or research cultures when people often keep their struggles to themselves. But it's okay to experience stress, anxiety, and low mood. Low motivation, perfectionism, burnout, and anxious overthinking are all human responses to demanding environments. Feeling this way doesn't mean you're failing or not cut out for science. It just means you're under pressure, and your mind and body are responding to that. Taking care of your mental health is just as important as managing your lab work. You wouldn't ignore a faulty piece of equipment, and your well-being deserves the same attention. You deserve the support. Sometimes, small changes like taking breaks, adding structure to your day, or talking to somebody that you trust can make a big difference. Other time, it helps to speak to a professional. Reaching out to a therapist or mental health professional can provide you with a safe space to explore what's going on, learn new coping strategies, and feel supported without judgment. Whether you are dealing with the persistent anxiety, depression, burnout, or just feeling lost, talking to someone can help you reconnect with yourself and your goals. Many workplaces, universities have well-being teams, counseling services, or can refer you to external psychological support. You don't have to go through it alone, and seeking help is a strong, proactive step forward. Struggling doesn't mean that you are not capable. It means you're human. You don't have to fix it all by yourself. Science needs curious, resilient, and healthy minds. Looking after your mental well-being is not just okay, it is essential.